Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Happy Throwback Thursday, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, musical theater lovers of all ages.
Ooh, how surfy.
And Rob Schneider.
And Rob Schneider.
Hi, Rob.
How Barnum of you.
I know.
Ladies and
Barnum, that could be revived. Oh, wait, no, it's going to be produced. It's going to be called The Greatest Showman. That's what it's
okay,
going to be.
But for the longest time, remember, Hugh Jackman wanted to do Barnum.
I know, and then they were like, let's just write a new one, and let's make a movie of it first so we can get as much, you know, of audience, you know, participation and love of it as possible, and then we'll put it on stage with a score by contemporary musical theater writer-composers.
Just
wow.
To Barnum.
It's great. You know what I'm happy about, though, that there is this is not a favorite thing, but there is that recording of Michael Crawford performing the show.
Yes,
that's
film.
Nice. A video film, yeah.
Yeah, without wearing his Phantom mask.
That's and skinny and like wow, that was a little shady. I don't mean to be shady. He's wonderful and he's laughing all the way to the bank.
He is. He has more money than all of us, so let him be happy.
Out there as the wilder sort of Yonkers Barnaby.
That's him.
Okay, oh, good accent. Nice.
Thank you. I do accent work every once in a while.
I was going to do maybe his film, his hero from the Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum film. He's also a hero in that. Remember that film? That was on the other day on – we don't get cable. We get antenna cable, which is just like the poor people cable. And it is – and I'm telling you, they play more musical theater stuff. And the Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum was actually playing on antenna, you know, TV. And I just was reminded what a wacky, wacky remake of that production it was.
That's a weird movie, right? Do you agree with that?
I do, but I'm thankful, like, where they're frolicking in the forest, it's so, that is, it's just weird, but I'm happy to see some of those great comedians' performances are captured for us to see. I don't know if
Absolutely.
That's how it was done in the original stage production, but still, it's interesting.
I wonder what the acid budget for that was, because that whole thing looks like it was filmed on acid.
It really is. Listeners, if you haven't, go listen or go watch, if you want, at your own risk. A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, the movie with Zero Mostel and all of the other comedians. It's just like most of the musicals from the 60s that were made into movies, i.e. Paint Your Wagon. You wonder, like, what were they thinking, and did they really care to represent what the Broadway production was, or did they just want to, like, make us some movie and think they can make it better? I don't know, but it's interesting. It's still a fascinating watch, nonetheless.
No, I hear. Makes you sigh a lot.
And then, like, it's like 20 jump cuts of them, like, in random places. Like, one's hanging in a tree, one's in a boat.
Yes!
And you're like, what is happening?
What is going on, and what are you on right now? Did Dr. Feelgood get to you? Because I think he did.
Everyone, let's take a shot in film comedy tonight.
Who wants a pill? I got a pill. Jingle, jingle, here they are.
Dr. Feelgood, what a reference. Okay.
But
okay.
He comes up a lot in a lot of our interviews because he was definitely, you know, they would get their hormone shots.
He does.
You know, in order to get through those 8 shows a week, so.
And wasn't it just like cocaine? Wasn't it like cocaine just being injected?
I think they were uppers of some kind, yeah.
Uppers of some kind.
Allegedly.
That's what you want from a doctor. Uppers of some kind.
I should tell everybody that we are not together, as you could probably tell from the audio right now. Rob is home in California. I'm looking at him in his brother's bedroom, and I am home in Astoria, New York, and he's looking at me in my bedroom. And so we thank you for joining us, and we hope you're having a wonderful summer, everybody.
Happy summer. It's so hot.
Yeah. It's so lovely.
Hot. It's hot up here. That was not a voice of any kind.
I like that voice.
Thank you. Hey, you know what I like?
What do you like?
Favorite things.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, who wants to go first?
You know, I will go first, only because this is sort of in along the line of my series of discovering these great cabaret singers of days of old. And I know, I'm really into it lately. Now, this is one that most of our listeners probably do know. She's the queen of them all, I want to say. And she had a very, very popular Broadway show in the early 1980s, 1981 to be exact. And it is the great Lena Horne, the show called The Lady and Her Music. Have you ever listened to this album before?
Yes. And you know what? You like it so much. This is the second time you're doing it.
God.
I say good for you, man. I said, you love this thing so much. You're telling us it's the second time. This is the first time it's ever happened.
Oh my God. Do you know I looked it up? I had to look up on the podcast because it sounded so familiar.
But we haven't released it yet. That's probably why you don't know what you're talking. It's okay.
All right, I got another one. God, I hope I haven't done this one. You guys, I can't believe I just did this twice. Oh my. I knew this was bound to happen. After how many of these have we done? 200 or
you
so?
You know what? I just totaled it up yesterday because I made a list of all of our favorite things. And it's like three something.
I'm so embarrassed. Okay.
What are you embarrassed?
All right.
How are you supposed to
all right, so here's another one. Here's another one. I got a Netflix documentary that I'm sure everyone has watched before. And if you're a fan of musical theater, you are probably already aware of this. Many of our listeners have reached out and said, Kevin, Rob, have you guys watched this yet? And I'm telling you, I watched it right away. I've mentioned it a little bit. It's called Bathtubs Over Broadway. It's the documentary about Steve Young, the man who became obsessed with industrial cast recordings. You know, we always ask if you listen to our long-form interviews, we often talk to our guests about industrials whenever they've been a part of them, and we're always just so hungry to hear about their experiences, because a lot in this 50s, 60s, 70s, early 80s, maybe a little bit early 90s, a great way to make money if you were a writer or a director or choreographer or performer, dancer, was to do these industrials. How many times do we hear about the Milliken, the clothing one?
Oh, the Milliken.
You know, their Milliken breakfast show. All of these shows are very were very popular at a certain time period, but now virtually unknown. Any recordings that were made of them, lost. But this man who named Steve Young, and I mentioned it before, he also has a book that he came out a couple years ago called Everything's Coming Up Profits that he wrote with Sport Murphy. But that's also basically a companion piece to this documentary. But this documentary is so much more than just talking about this man who fell in love with this. I should give a little context and say that Steve Young was a writer for many, many, many years of the David Letterman show. And he did not have any love of Broadway musicals, as it were. He was really just a lover of comedy. And this documentary sort of goes on follows his journey of his discovery of this obsession. And he sort of prefaces it by saying that as a comedian writer, he's sort of immune to a lot of comedy now. And he finds that it takes a lot to really get him excited, just because I think it's like us. If it's something that we love so passionately, like I don't talk about musical theater with many people unless you know as much as we do or have the same passionate that we do. Not to say that I don't talk about it, but it's just a little different. It's harder to get me as excited. Well, he discovered these an industrial because under the David Letterman show, they would do a send up of really bad LPs, and David would talk about them, and then they'd play a clip of it, and everyone would laugh about how funny this weird recording was that no one had ever heard of. Well, he would go to record shops and he found these industrials, these musical, and they're so wacky and weird. Well, the title of one of them is called Bathtubs Over Broadway. I mean, they're so out there that they just tickled this guy's funny bone, tickled it enough that he became completely obsessed with trying to find every single recording that ever existed that you could find, and then all of the small record shops, all of the private collectors have them, and there's only a couple out there. And so the journey of the documentary is basically his discovery and his sort of appreciation and the effect it has on his family and on his own life and how he communicates more with all these people and how he finds other fans. He goes after the writers, and what I love about Ron is that he isn't precious about Broadway people the way that we are, because if we talk to Chita Rivera or Martin Charnock, we're like, oh, that's the Broadway's Martin. But him, he just thinks of it as, oh, Martin Charnock, who wrote this industrial. Oh, by the way, he was known for having written these other Broadway musicals called She Loves Me. Like, he's not precious about it. And so what happens is you get him interviewing them, and he respects them deeply, but in the context of industrials. And some of the guests we've had, like, well, Susan Stroman, we've talked to, and she's on there as well. And he talks to, you know, Harnick. He also talks to, like, the lesser known people, like this guy named Sid Siegel and Hank B, that were – they made their real whole careers doing these industrials that were really important at the time but are kind of forgotten now. And so what he does is he shines a line on it, much like we shine a line on the people that we interview that may be possibly forgotten. And I think that it is – for fans of musical theater and not, it is just a well-made documentary. It won a lot of awards. It won an award at the Tribeca Film Festival and all across the country. And it's just – it's a very, very well-made documentary about this man's journey and almost self-discovery through the guise of these crazy, wacky industrial musicals that we love to celebrate. So please, please, please check out Netflix Bathtubs Over Broadway. And then after that, go back and listen to my Lena Horne favorite thing. And then you can listen to Lena Horne.
I loved Bathtubs Over Broadway. Did you find yourself crying at the end?
I was just going to say that. Yes, I was so moved, Rob, that – and yes, the last production number is beyond cheesy, but – that's what industrials were. That's what they did. And it was – I was so moved by it, and the way that, you know, he found these people. And yeah, it was really a touching, well-made – and not just because we love musical theater.
And I'm not going to lie. Some of those musicals look pretty good. That Burger King musical, I was like, I'd go see that.
I go to record stores and I'm trying to find them. I'm trying to find these industrials, and I know I'm not going to because he's got them all.
It combines my two favorite things, Burger King and musicals. I was like, I'm in. I think Susan Stroman directed that.
Oh, God.
It's like, that's her best work. Maybe she can revive that instead of Crazy for You.
Exactly.
Burger King, the musical. All right.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Okay, so that's mine.
So mine actually sort of ties in just a tiny bit in which it came recommended from a listener. We have a wonderful listener who's been with us from the beginning named Cheryl Hodges Selden from Michigan. Oh. And I got to meet Cheryl a couple of weeks ago. We went out to Westway Diner and had a really good time. She is the most awesome lady I've ever met in my life. She is so cool and so funny and loves musical theater so much. She goes to the Tony Awards every other year. She's just the best. But we were talking about favorite things, and she said, oh, this is one you need to do because you've never done it. And I was like, she mentioned it to me, and I said, what a good choice, because I haven't listened to this show in the longest time, so it inspired me to go back and listen to it. This is a musical from 1970, and it was the first musical dealing with persons of color to run over 500 performances. It's based on a play by Ozzie Davis. The play is called Pearly Victorious. Musical is called
Pearly.
Pearly.
I got love.
It's so good. Star-making performance from Melba Moore.
Absolutely incredible.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Nope.
No,
I was your favorite thing, not mine.
Oh my god,
I get excited. You know, I get excited.
So, once again, if you don't know who Ozzie Davis was, Ozzie Davis was one of the greatest African American actors in the 1950s, all the way up until his passing a few years ago. He worked with the great Ruby Dee, his wife. They just named a street in Harlem after them. It's called Ozzie Davis Ruby Dee Way. Yay. You might know him, folks, if you're a Grumpy Old Man fan. He's the guy who runs the bait and tackle shop in Grumpy Old Man, which is one of my favorite films. And they tried to turn into a musical. Who knows where that's going to go? Anyway, so he wrote a play in 1961, which was very, very successful. And the play is about a preacher who comes to the Jim Crow South to save a church and emancipate the slaves working in that community. Davis said the reason the show has existed is to point a mocking finger at racial segregation and to laugh it out of existence. To be honest with you, if you watch the show today, you might be a little bit uncomfortable, but the point is that Davis was playing around with racial stereotypes. So today, some people might go, well, that's politically incorrect. He knew what he was doing, and it was done to make people laugh. But it opened at the Winter Garden Theater in 1970. The book is by Philip Rose and Peter Udell, and the lyrics are by Peter Udell, music by Gary Geld. Also, they did Angel.
That is right.
Which is, you know, hanging on my wall, but now I believe hanging on your wall, too.
I should give a quick shout out to Michael Adams, who went to Bar Central with him before I saw Yanni in concert. And he, I did. And it was amazing.
We'll save that
another day, another time. But, he had presents for both of us, Rob, actually. He gave me, my holy grail, the Angel cast recording LP. And he gave you a Charles Pierce live at Bimbo's in San Francisco, a live album of Charles Pierce comedy, which I think is absolutely amazing. So thank you, Michael.
I can't wait. Thank you. Okay. I love Charles
but yes,
Pierce.
So and they wrote Shenandoah.
Yeah. We've done that as a favorite thing before, but I really love Shenandoah.
Correct.
So anyway,
correct.
It was nominated for Best Musical. Cleavon Little, Melba Moore starred in it. They received Tony Awards for their performances. It also starred Sherman Hemsley from the Jeffersons, Linda Hopkins, the great jazz singer, Helen Martin, who was on 227. After a while, Robert Guillaume from Benson came in to do the show. So anyway, what's really, really cool about it, though, is for those of you who have never seen it, it was done at Encores a few years ago, but in 1981, Showtime filmed it. In the early 80s, Showtime was trying to, like, record a whole bunch of Broadway plays and musicals, and so they did a live presentation of Pearlie, which starred Robert Guillaume and Sherman Hemsley, and you get to see Melba Moore. A former guest, Don Scardino, is in it.
I had no idea.
Yeah, so anyway, I want to thank Cheryl for recommending this because it really is a fabulous, fabulous show. I don't know if we're ever going to see a revival of it just because I don't know how it would play in contemporary times. But if you remember that Davis's main reason for writing it was to point a mocking finger at racial segregation and to laugh it out of existence. That's his quote. I think is a really, really good way to view the show. But like I said, the whole thing is on YouTube. It's a really fabulous production. And like I said, you get to see a lot of the original people recreate their roles. So go take a look at Pearlie, which is on YouTube, or listen to the cast recording.
Fantastic. Love that. Really good one.
And Bathtubs Over Broadway.
That's right. Check out Netflix's Bathtubs Over Broadway. Thank you, Cheryl, for that. That's good.
Yeah, and oh my God, I can't wait for my Charles Pierce gifts.
Yeah!
I like him so much. He's so funny. He never sounds like anybody he's impersonating, but his one-liners are so funny. Maybe I should do drag.
I'd like to see that.
Nobody wants to see that.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe I would just do Charles Pierce's act and make all these contemporary jokes that nobody laughs at.
There's a joke in there somewhere, but I'm not going to take it.
That's my life.
Okay, good. There it is. No, you're funny. I love your humor. But yeah, that's actually – well, I think that it's good that we celebrate him and getting his name back out there again and, you know.
Agreed. So go ahead. Take a listen to Pearlie. Go watch
– Bathtubs Over Broadway.
All right. Till next time.
Bye, everybody.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. These are a few of my favorite things.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the SUPs. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Suffs celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suffs has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard. So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.